Welcome to the Thursday, January 26, 2012 edition of the Sand Center Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Omaha, Nebraska. The big news today was Symantec's PC Anywhere. Now, we all found out that Symantec did indeed lose the current version's source code, and it came out now with a number of critical patches for PC Anywhere. It also came out with a hardening guide for PC Anywhere to mitigate some of the risks that may be posed by having the source code out in the open. One interesting sort of side story of this is that we actually do see a remarkable increase in scans for port 5631, which is commonly used by PC Anywhere. So someone is starting to scan for exposed PC Anywhere installations. These may be a lot of sort of home users, so they may have used it without any kind of firewall protection in front of PC Anywhere. PC Anywhere, of course, is also widely used in small businesses and such for remote access and may also be used in those cases without any kind of meaningful network defenses. So I certainly recommend that you do expedite this latest round of patches for PC Anywhere and take a look at Symantec's hardening guide. You can find the link to it in today's diary. And British mobile carrier O2 was caught with an interesting privacy snafu they ran into. They actually attached the cell phone user's phone number to HTTP requests that were being sent to websites. So websites looking for these headers essentially had the cell phone number that was associated with the phone that was browsing their site or the mobile device if it was a cell phone modem. Now, O2 fixed this by now and turned this off, but it really leaves open the question of why could this happen and why would your phone attach its phone number as an HTTP header? Well, it's actually not the phone doing it. Mobile networks very commonly use HTTP proxies, so all the HTTP requests that you send to websites go through HTTP proxies, and it was this proxy that attached the additional header. Kind of like an X-forwarded forheader that you see for many HTTP proxies that are in front of clients. And it actually turns out that O2 is not alone and this is not really a new problem. Back in 2010, there was a research paper, and I will add a link to it in the show notes, that showed a number of different headers that were found in particular from mobile networks. For example, the phone number was found, or the internal IP address that was assigned to the phone, and a couple of other settings, whether you were roaming or not. All of this was attached as an HTTP header in requests being sent to random websites. And H.D. Moore published some research about publicly available video conferencing systems. What he did is that he scanned a large number of IP addresses for the presence of H.323 servers. Now, H.323 is the protocol commonly used for video conferencing systems. And what he found is that at these IP addresses that are actually responding to H.323, many of these systems are configured to automatically accept incoming calls. So what you can do as an attacker is just essentially dial up that particular video conferencing system and then connect to microphones and cameras in the respective room. It was even possible in some of these cases to remote control the cameras and, for example, pan tilt or zoomed in, as one of the demos he showed was a little post-it note, or actually someone going over a sheet of paper with passwords on one of the conference desks, and it was possible to read those passwords with the camera that was attached to the video conferencing system. Root cause seems to be that H.323 is a pretty hard to firewall protocol. It's like many of these video and voice over IP protocols that sort of dynamically negotiates a port. If the firewall doesn't understand understand the protocol, then many firewall admins will just throw in the towel and essentially allow unfettered inbound access to the video conferencing system. Well, if you're worried about H323 in your own environment, HDMore also released a Metasploit module that can be used to scan for these systems. Well, and this is it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.